In this next story, a mystery is resolved in a real heartbreak. Joining us now is Catherine Wright, collections manager at the Museum of the Confederacy. To tell us about it, the siege of the Battle of Vicksburg during the Civil War, there was a victory for Union forces, of course, history tells us that, catastrophic defeat for the Confederates. But on the day of the battle, a message was sent in a bottle to a Confederate general. The message was never received, and before this year, it had never been deciphered. Catherine Wright, you have actually seen this article and know what the message says. Tell us the story of this bottle and the message in it.
I'd be happy to. The bottle has been sitting in a museum exhibit here in Richmond for about the past 120 years.
Wow.
And the bottle has never been opened. And I had a natural curiosity, and many people at the museum did as well. And we determined that if there was a safe way to open the bottle without damaging it or any of the contents, which were a slip of paper and a small metal bullet, that we should continue with the project.
Explain who might this have been sent from and to.
Well, when the bottle was initially donated, we were told that it was a message sent by General Johnston to General Pemberton, and both of them are Confederate generals. But the important thing here is that General Pemberton was bottled up inside of the city of Vicksburg and desperately needed help because all of his men were basically being starved out. But it turned out, after we went through the process of decoding the message, that it was actually sent from a Confederate general who was on the opposite side of the Mississippi River.
Don't tell us the message yet.
All right.
How did you determine that it would be safe to open the bottle? Because often in situations like that, you open up to the outside air and things will deteriorate instantaneously.
And one of our concerns also, because the bottle was stopped up with a cork, and we were concerned that the cork might have bonded to the bottle and that we could break it in the process. So we did take it to an objects conservator and a paper conservator. And the objects conservator is the one who very carefully opened the bottle using a process of heat and scalpels and things like that. And then the paper conservator gently humidified and unfolded the slip of paper that had been rolled up for almost 150 years.
And was this a coded message?
It was, and we did not know this at first, and we had received a digital photograph from the paper conservator of the message opened up, and my excitement very quickly turned to dismay when I realized that the only thing that appeared in plain English was the date, which was July 4th, which I knew was the date that Vicksburg had surrendered, so I was even more excited.
So on the critical day in the Battle of Vicksburg, a critical battle in the Civil War, some courier took this bottle to General Johnston, right?
Yes.
And he didn't open it because the message wasn't delivered.
No, he was never able to get it. Unknown to the person who sent the message, the city had already been surrendered.
Wow.
And so the person carrying it probably, you know, may have seen a Union flag flying over the city and turned around and carried it back.
If the general had opened that message, what would he have read?
He would have read, "General Pemberton, you can expect no help from this side of the river." And then he goes on to basically say, "If you can come up with a better plan, I might be able to help you, but I can't help you now."
Catherine Wright, that is heartbreaking.
It certainly is.
Catherine Wright, collections manager at the Museum of the Confederacy. "Johnston can expect no help from this side of the river." A message delivered 120 years later. Thanks so much, Catherine.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.